And today's video is brought to you by Nike, reminding you it's a mindset, a focus, a deep-seated sprint. It's an inner strength to keep your feet planted firmly on the ground no matter what presses against you. It's confidence, it's belief, it's a way of life. It's Nike. Nike swoosh. Hey guys, welcome back to the Tyrone Talk Show starring Aaron Huddleston and Ty Shannon.
Hey guys, we will be talking about the Fourth Crusade.
The Fourth Crusade was the largest crusade out of all the crusades and had the most sophisticated city in the Christendom.
It lasted from 1202 to 1204. Their main practice was Christianity.
Now that we got the basics out of the way, let's dive into something a little deeper. Let's talk about some battles.
Whoa, Aaron. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. What exactly is the Fourth Crusade?
Oh, you're so right, Ty. The Fourth Crusade was an armed expedition that was called by Pope Innocent III. This expedition was meant to recapture the Muslim-controlled city of Jerusalem.
The Fourth Crusade was located on the Balkan Peninsula in Southeast Europe. The Fourth Crusade was surrounded by water in the Balkan Mountains.
Now, for the rest of the podcast, it will just be Aaron Huddleston. All right, let me dive back into the Crusades. There are many Crusades, but today's topic, the Fourth Crusade, which lasted from 1202 to 1204, was one of the least successful. It was the least successful crusade because something horribly, horribly went wrong. As far as the Crusades in general, they were both rooted in political and religious motives. The Byzantine Empire was threatened by these Sikhi Turks and Pope Urban. The second agreed to endorse a war against them. This is the first crusade to both save the Christians who were supposedly being tortured and to save Jerusalem from the infidels by saving Jerusalem. The Crusaders themselves would save their own souls. These were seen as defensive wars because the church was under attack. Some of the battles conclude fall of the Constantinople, siege of the Constantinople, and siege of Sarra, which all were between 1202 to 1204. Now, those aren't the battles themselves. Those are just the time frame and the periods and the certain events that happened, which led to certain battles. And in between those time frames were battles, and the Crusaders would fight thousands and thousands of battles between these times, figuratively speaking. In this time, there was plenty of rapes and murders, but the atmosphere was more like a big drunken part. It was a jovial atmosphere. It was celebratory. They put a prostitute on their Petrit's thong and the Hagia Sophia and let her sing. They get drunk drinking out of calices. This is a defilement of the people of Constantinople held scared. This caused many problems in the Constantinople in the Fourth Crusade.
And back with another video. Here we go again. Aaron is coming and he's having fun problems.
The sacking of the Constantinople marks the beginning of the end of the Byzantine Empire. It's this sophisticated, wealthy, culturally rich city and is never quite the same again. Despite the complete and total failure of this crusade, no one seemed to learn from it because these missions to save the Holy Land went on for centuries, centuries and centuries of failure. It reminded me a lot about the Roman Catholics and whenever they tried to take over Eastern Orthodox cities. Thank you so much for listening in on my podcast about the Fourth Crusade. See you next time on the Tyrone Talk Show without my co-host, Ty Shannon.